Hello, HPC Room. My name is Gábor Szárnyas. I work at CWI Amsterdam as a researcher, and today I'm here on behalf of the LDBC. The LDBC stands for the Linked Data Benchmark Council. We are a non-profit company founded in 2012, and we design graph benchmarks and govern their use. Additionally, we do research on graph schemas and modern GraphQL languages, and everything we do is available under the Apache V2 license. Organizationally, LDBC consists of more than 20 companies. These are companies interested in graph data management. We have financial service providers, database vendors, cloud vendors, hardware vendors, and consultancy companies, as well as individual contributors like me. So we designed benchmarks, the first one being the LDBC social network benchmark, which targets database systems. Let's go through this benchmark by a series of examples. I will touch on datasets, queries, and updates that we use in this benchmark. As the name social network benchmark suggests, we have a social network that consists of person nodes who know each other via a distribution that mimics the Facebook real social network. The content that these people create is messages. These form little tree-shaped subgraphs and are connected via author edges to the people. On this graph, we can run queries like the following. Let's have a given person enumerate their friends and their friends of friends, get the messages that these people created, and then filter them based on some condition on their dates. So a potential substitution could be on this graph that we are interested in this query for Bob and the date set on Saturday. And if we evaluate this query, we start with Bob, we traverse the nose edges to Ada and Carl, then continue to Finn, Eve, and Dan. We move along the author edges, and then finally we apply the filter condition, which will cut message 3 and will leave us messages 1, 2, and 4. So obviously, a social network is not a static environment. There are always changes. For example, people become friends. Even Gia may add each other as a friend. That will result in a new nose edge. That's simple enough. Gia can decide to create a message. This message will be replied to message M3. So we add a new node and connect it to the existing graph via two edges. The heavy hitting updates are the deletes. A person may decide to delete their account, and that will result in a cascade of deletes. For example,